Hello and welcome to the Pen to Print podcast. This is the ultimate podcast if you're an aspiring writer, poet, author, everything to do with creative writing. You've definitely come to the right place. If you've never listened to an episode, I highly advise that you check out some of our previous episodes because we've just got so much knowledge and so many great guests that have been on the show already. Today we're going to talk to one of the winners from Pen to Print, and she's going to tell you how to become a published author. I'm a bit sniffly, I'm a bit ill. I do. So please bear with me. My name is Vina V. I'm taking care of the podcast of Pen to Print at the moment. And we've got Lena and Lisa, some highly talented, beautiful ladies who head up this whole amazing initiative that is part of Barking and Dagenham Council and funded by the Arts Council. So like I said, today we have got one of our winners from Pen to Print. Pen to Print, if you did not know, I just briefly mentioned, is this amazing initiative that really helps aspiring creative writers with free workshops here in East London. We offer free mentoring. We can even help you get your book published. It's such an amazing opportunity. Do not miss your chance to get involved. Go to lbbd.gov.uk/pen to print to find out all our latest information. But without further ado, here is the lovely Fazana, winner of Pen to Print from last year, and she's going to tell you, like I said, how you can become a published author.
Welcome to the podcast.
Today is a really exciting interview because we have got the winner of Pen to Print 2016. It's Fazana Hakeem.
Well, hi.
And there's no better person to talk us through the whole Pen to Print process because she won. Her book is amazing. She was the winner. And something incredible. This competition just opened up so many doors because after winning Pen to Print, you tell us what happened.
Well, 2 weeks into me winning the title of the winner for Pen to Print, an agent contacted me saying, do you want to be represented by me? And I was like,
yes.
Silly question, of course I do. And so after that, everything's just been one step at a time. And my book's being reviewed by industry specialists. He's sent it off to so many
top agents.
Companies.
Yeah.
It's been reviewed by Bloomsbury, Random House, Penguin, amongst others. And I'm still waiting for a few more. Headline, Canongate. And
that is literally just a dream. Because I really need to emphasise this. So before you entered Pen to Print,
I was just writing for myself every night. It was just my stress relief, basically. Yeah. I never knew that people would want to read my words and read my stories. And when people give you feedback and say stuff like, this lady's voice is amazing, she's so authentic, and her book is such thought-provoking, and her book is one that everyone should read. That makes me happy.
That makes me happy. I feel like crying after hearing that. But it's just such an amazing opportunity because, like you said, you're at home, you're a mum as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're a busy mum.
Mm.
And you entered this competition, you submitted that first chapter, you got shortlisted.
Yeah.
And I just find it amazing. I mean, after you won the competition, did this agent just literally randomly contact you?
Or? No, prior to actually finding out the result, I had sent off to 3 or 4 different agents.
Yeah.
Martina Cole, who was the patron for round one of Pen to Print, she actually recommended me to her own agent, Darley Anderson.
Wow.
And they have the first submission of that. I was still waiting to hear back from them. But in the meantime, my own agent, who is fantastic, he had approached me via email and said, can you send me the whole manuscript? Because I think it's the story's got me and I want to read on. So I sent him, and within a few days, he asked me to be on his list.
What do you, hand on your heart, what do you think about this competition?
I think it's opened up so many doors for me, and had it not been for the competition, I would not have met so many people from the publishing world, from the book world, from being a mum and just, you know, writing for myself, basically. I didn't even think anybody was going to read this. I just used to write it for myself. You know, every day my heart would tell me to write a bit, and I would write a bit. And then how it turns into a novel is beyond my own imagination, you know.
It's just incredible. So with Pen to Print, not only, actually, we should explain what's behind us. So this is Fazana's amazing award right here. That's what you won for coming first. Yeah, I think you've just done a fantastic job. And you, I can clearly see, we can clearly see that this competition has literally just transformed you.
Yeah.
Really changed your life. Something, again, I really want to emphasize is you've got your award, you've got your certificate, you won a tablet, you came to the award ceremony. You're, you know, you're on that road to becoming a published author. But not only that, and you mentioned it before, you've actually made contacts now.
You know
high-profile published authors just for entering this competition.
I never thought I'd be friends with authors with actual series of books, not even one book, two books. These are authors who have, you know, 20 books to their name. And it's such a lovely thing to be friends with them. Yeah. And
get that support, I think, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I could have done it without Pen to Print, because it's given me so much confidence. I think that's one thing that the competition has given me a boost of,
yeah,
is confidence.
Okay, so I think we've established that this is an amazing opportunity. So if someone's watching this right now and they want to be like you, they, you know, they're at home and they, I think everyone's got a book inside them, haven't they? And they just want to enter. They want to become a published author. They want that mentoring support and just a community of writers around them. What would be your top tips for them?
My top tip would be, don't be scared. Just open up your heart and write a bit every day, and you'll be surprised at what that little piece of writing, that little paragraph, that little word would turns into. And just write a bit every day, and write what you know, write what you don't know, challenge yourself, just explore, cross boundaries, break boundaries, and go into dangerous worlds, go into safe worlds. Just write what you want to write about, and you'll be surprised where it ends up as.
That's amazing advice. Really like that advice. And what would you say has been your biggest challenge with Pen to Print?
My biggest challenge with Pen to Print had been the deadlines. We had certain deadlines where we had to submit so many words, and then we had a deadline when the whole book had to be edited and sent in. And I did send a few emails. Please give me an extension, Lena. Please give me an extension, Lena. But no, you have to stick to the deadline. Yes. And you have to, like I said, manage your time.
Okay, and finally, what would you say is the most beneficial thing about entering Pen to Print?
I think it has to be the mentoring. I know without Barbara Nadell, who mentored me for two consecutive competitions, I don't think my stories would have been as great as they are, because her help, I can't thank her enough, basically. I can't thank the library enough for getting me linked with her, because she's an expert, and she would tell me straight to my face, Fazana, this little paragraph is hideous. Fazana, oh, this paragraph is really good. You need to work on this. You need to work on this part of the plot. This character needs more developing. This character is useless. Sling her out of the book.
And that's what you, even though that might sound harsh to some people, that's what you actually need. You need someone to be...
The guidance of the mentor during this competition enabled me to produce two really good books, which are obviously good enough to be published.
It's amazing. I just want to, she's brilliant. Massive congratulations for winning last year. You can't enter again for Zana.
I know, it's not fair. They're not letting me enter any more competitions.
Well, you did win. But if you want to become the winner of Pen to Print, you want everything Fazana has achieved so far, you really can do it. And Fazana is a living, breathing example of that. If you want to enter, just go to lbpd.com.
Thank you so much to Fazana for those fabulous tips.
Thanks for listening.
It is a success story of Pen to Print. Like she mentioned, you know, she was a stay-at-home mum, and now she's just getting out there. She's built her confidence up. She's improved her writing. She's become friends with some established authors all through this amazing initiative, Pen to Print. If you want to get involved, if you want to change your if you want to change your life, just like Fazana did, then head over to our website for all our events we've got going on, for all the free workshops that you can get involved with. It's just an amazing opportunity. So stop messing around, stop the excuses, and start writing and get involved with Pen to Print. Go to lbbd.gov.uk/pen2print. That's lbbd.gov.uk/pen2print for all the latest information and events that we've got going on. And next week, a fantastic episode. We've got a lovely lady called Daniela Bletcher, and she's going to tell you how to use social media if you're an author. So if you've maybe already got your book published, or maybe you're currently writing one, and you're not entirely sure how to market your book using the power of social media, you are going to be blown away by our next episode. So many tips, so much advice on how you can effectively use social media to build your brand as an author. We'll see you next week. Bye.